Hi, it's great to be with you. I'm your spiritual coach, Alejandro Duran. Many of us may have either experienced or heard stories from others about experiencing an abortion or driving under the influence of alcohol when someone got hurt, or you made a decision that brought consequences to others around you. Maybe you had an affair and destroy your family. Now, the biggest struggle you deal with is to forgive yourself. You find yourself at fault and can't move past what happened and how your involvement may have changed the life of many others around you. I can only imagine how frightening this could be. Your only thought in your head is leaving a legacy of disappointment. I can't say that I have experienced this in my own life, but what I can say is this. If the God of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, went great length to seek, save, and forgive you, I am willing to say that you too can forgive yourself. The Bible says, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And I believe this would apply also to self-forgiveness. Today, I won't pretend to have all the answers for you, but I want to point you to the one who does, and to the one who will try to convince you otherwise. You and I need to be reminded of this. God has already given his final verdict. He has declared you righteous by his grace through faith in Jesus. That means you are forgiven of all of your sins. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You do not need to condemn yourself. Find rest in that. But we need to be on guard because Satan will accuse us. He will remain whispering in our ear that we are not worthy of self-forgiving. In Revelations 12:10, we find that Satan is the accuser of our brothers who accuses them day and night before our God. But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus died for our sins, rose victorious against Satan and death, and right now is at the right hand of God, interceding for you and me. This means that when you hear any accusations, Jesus is advocating for us in front of God the Father. Friends, this is amazing news. Now, I want to invite you to consider responding to this news. And we do so by repentance and faith. In 1 John 1:9, we find, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I wonder if struggling with forgiving ourselves translates to a lack of trust and believing the lie that God's forgiveness is not sufficient. If that's the case, then let's start winning today by confessing our sin of unbelief so that he can forgive us. Believe that God's forgiveness for that abortion is sufficient. for the death caused while driving intoxicated, for breaking the trust of your spouse, for the broken relationships that you are accused of. God's forgiveness is sufficient for all. How are you going to respond to God's forgiveness? I urge you to repent and believe that Jesus is sufficient so that you can forgive yourself and win today.